In North Carolina, we spend about $19 billion a year to run the general operations of our state government. $10 billion of those dollars that come into the state to pay for that comes from you and I in the form of state income taxes that we pay every year. Another $5 billion comes into the state to run our operations from sales taxes that you and I pay every time we make a purchase. And then if you own your own business, another $1 billion in corporate taxes. So 75% of what it takes to run the state of North Carolina comes in from you and I in those three line items every year. And it's the responsibility of the North Carolina State Auditor to audit those dollars to make sure they are accounted for properly, received properly, reported accurately, and I think more important to most citizens that pay taxes, that our dollars are not being wasted. And that's the job of the state auditor, to ensure all those items.
How has the process worked for you in the past 4 years of dealing with the General Assembly, of bringing these audits to them? Do you feel that they have taken your work seriously and made changes based on what you've found?
They absolutely have. What's been a problem in the past is that the North Carolina's state auditor was responsible for doing the audits, performing the audits, and then we put them in a report. And the reports basically sat on the shelf. And so, again, it's the General Assembly or the governor who can take these audits and do something with it. So what this administration has done is that we've taken the audits, gone before the legislative committees, and explained to them what the audit findings were about. And once we started to do that and they learned that the audits are credible, non-biased, nonpartisan, it's just about facts and evidence, they actually have passed several laws to stop wasteful spending in our state government. So the relationship, and that's both under Democratic and Republican General Assemblies, I've worked under with both parties in the General Assembly being in power, both of them have implemented laws to stop the wasteful spending that we have pointed out.
And it's apparently not without certain headaches. One of the things that obviously you had to deal with this summer was your audit for the Alcohol Law Enforcement Division. They pushed back.
They really did, down to the day that I was supposed to present at the hearing before the General Assembly that particular audit report. As I walked in the door of the General Assembly, I had a cease and desist letter with the threat of being sued if I stood up and spoke about this audit. I don't have much choice if I'm going to do this job like the citizens expect me to. All the information that we find, whether it's an audit or an investigation, which this was, we have to report. It's public information. So I read the letter, laid it down, and stood up and reported what I found to the General Assembly. They also wanted me to take the audit report off our webpage, which, again, every report that we do is public information. And I had a video, which I've done on numerous audits, explaining very quickly what was in the audit report. So if people want to hear what's in the audit report and then go further and read, they can. So this was no different, but they wanted me to take down the video and the audit report off my website. And again, there was the threat of being sued if I did not. But we haven't taken the audit report down. The video is still up. And as you can see, I'm still talking about publicly the report.
Finally, what would you say are your proudest moments in the past few years?
I would say a couple of things. The state auditor's office is now running more efficiently than it ever has. We are putting out a better audit in less time. And then it's the audit on contracting practices in the state of North Carolina. We found that the state of North Carolina was entering into contract after contract after contract, and the contracts had poor terms. And we weren't monitoring those contracts to make sure that they were on time, that they were on point, that they were on schedule, and that we were actually getting what we paid for. So by bringing this to the General Assembly, they now have required the Attorney General's office to review every contract proposal over $1 million to make sure that it's written in the best interest of the citizens of North Carolina and the state of North Carolina. And then they've directed Department of Administration to put out monitoring guidelines and to go back and check on that to make sure that state agencies, once they enter into a contract, they're properly monitoring them to ensure that we are getting what we paid for. We have found hundreds of millions of dollars being wasted on just those two items.